Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm very excited about our new friends, Greg Link, being on the show. Greg is a new friend of the show, and even though he and I have only just met, just before we went live here, I really feel like I've known him for a long time because of our mutual friends that we have. And Greg is the co-founder of the Franklin Covey Global Speed of Trust Practice. He's the co-author of the book Smart Trust with our Brain Trust member, Stephen M. R. Covey. And he's here to talk to us about that big word, that huge word, that relevant, that word that is so powerful as a relevance factor in the age of the customer, trust. Greg Link, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks, Jim. It's an honor to be with you.
It's good to have you here. Congratulations on your book, your collaboration with Stephen M. R. Covey, and I just want to say to you, I know that you knew Stephen R. Covey, the patriarch and one of our good friends here on the show. I knew you knew him and the family, and we lost Stephen, I guess it was last end of May, something like that, and we still think about him all the time, and what a force he was in our lives.
Yeah, well, he had a tremendous ability to walk his talk, and the legacy he left in his body of work is evident to everybody, but it also shows up all the time. You can talk to any executive anytime, anywhere, and he had some influence on their career at some level at some point.
No question about it. One of the most important thinkers in the marketplace, folks, in the last century, no question about it. So we think about him fondly, and I talk about him all the time, even when I'm not around you guys. Okay, so one of the things that I've been talking about a lot, Greg, on my show and in my writing over the years with people like Stephen M. R. Covey, who is Stephen R. Covey's son, who wrote the book Speed of Trust, and then co-authored the Smart Trust book with you. That it was also with my friend Archie Chankuti, who wrote the book Built on Trust. All of that, I'm convinced. I've become convinced, and I've talked about it all these years. That trust, as you guys say in your book, it's the foundation of everything, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It is the lifeblood of small business, in particular, because the lifeblood businesses are relationships. And we all say that, and we say the customer is king, and, we make all those trite statements. But, boy, at the end of the day, if you close your eyes and think of the short list of the people you trust, it really does make a huge difference. And how you interact with people that you trust compared to people you don't trust is a complete game changer, too. And in a small business, it's even more critical because you have a smaller team. You can't afford to have some low-trust guys or people in a small team because it can change the whole trajectory of the company.
One of the things I like to do is, I'm being an old guy, Greg, I like to bring a little history into my conversations. And I remind people, and I talk about this in my new book, that when Og said to Gog 10,000 years ago, let's stop fighting, let's do business, that was the birth of what I call proto-market. When Og and Gog got together and decided to do business instead of fight. And when that happened, Greg, trust was there. Trust was there at the birth of proto-market.
Absolutely.
What do you think?
Absolutely. There is no question. It has been the lifeblood of our business for centuries. It is the whole way in which we do business. As a matter of fact, there were times historically in the merchant trade where there was so much governmental and corruption and everything that the merchants and the tradesmen did everything on trust. They'd have their own society, if you will, where if you were a trusted member of that group, you would do business with each other. And that's, you know, there's a lot of historical things we could talk about as it relates to trust.
Well, one of the things that I've been using a lot, and that you guys talk about in your book, Smart Trust, which I want to get into more in the next segment, is what I call trust is not just the right thing to do; it's a best practice. Trust is a best
Absolutely.
Business practice. What do you think?
Well, when you look at the companies that have performed the best over the years, and you look. One of the metrics that's useful for all businesses to look at is the Fortune Magazine Best Companies to Work For list.
Yep,
because two-thirds
absolutely.
Of the criteria to get on that list are based upon trust.
Absolutely.
And,
hey, Greg, hold on that thought, Greg. I got to take a quick break.
Okay,
We're talking with Greg Link, folks. He's the co-author of Smart Trust, along with Stephen M. R. Covey, one of our good friends. And he'll be back with me after these messages. 20 Tales, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.